The Dolo White Podcast is brought to you by Cinema Anywhere Nashville. Follow Cinema Anywhere Nashville on Instagram and book your indoor or outdoor cinema experience today. Hey, it's Dolo White, and this is the Dolo White Podcast. Now, as a civilization, we used to use the sun, the moon, the planets, and the stars on a daily basis. Whether it was to tell time or give directions or for some sort of sun worship, whatever the case, the point is we used to be way more connected to our solar system than we are today. Now, technology has replaced almost everything we used to use these elements for, and we as a human race have really lost our relationship with the solar system, and that may not be a good thing. My guest today is Sarah Scholes, a scientific journalist and co-author of the new book, Astronomical Mindfulness, which not only gives us the history of man's relationship with the solar system, but also gives us mindfulness practices to incorporate the galactic elements in our daily lives. In this new age of healing, it's very possible that some of the answers we're all looking for could be found by simply looking up and reminding ourselves how amazing our solar system is. So remember to look up, but not right now. Right now, listen to this episode, then look up. I guess if you're listening at night. If not, remember tonight to look up. You get my point. Welcome to the Dolo White Podcast.
Live.
Yeah, what's up?
This is not live. It's completely recorded.
Broadcasting from one of the top recording studios in all of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's not true at all. I'm probably at home doing this.
He's been called one of the greatest thinkers of his time.
Literally no one has ever called me that. I do kind of agree with it, though.
Right here. A 2017 recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize.
That's just a flat out lie.
Talking politics, community, race, religion, entertainment, sports, and whatever the fuck else.
Yeah.
It's the Dolo White Podcast.
All right, episode 62 now of the Dolo White Podcast. My guest today, very excited to have you on, Sarah Scholes. You're a scientific journalist, and you've written a new book called Astronomical Mindfulness. So welcome in.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, excited to be here.
I'm excited to talk to you about this. One of the first things I noticed is the kind of history that's in the book. You guys do a great job of saying that basically humans used to interact with the stars and the planets on a daily basis, and we don't really do that anymore, do we?
No, we don't. Or I don't. I don't know if you do. But yeah, I mean, humans used to use the stars and the planets and the sun and the moon for planting crops, telling stories, you know, talking about their gods, all kinds of things. And they didn't even know what stars were, but they were more connected to stars than we are today.
What is it about the connection between humans and, because the book is, if I'm getting this right, the book is basically about being present and using things like the planets, the stars, et cetera, to stay present and gives you exercises to do such. What is it about the solar system in particular that can help us with staying present and staying calm and things of that nature?
Yeah, things we all need. That
yes.
I need. you know, I think when we think of mindfulness, usually you're thinking of, you know, grounding yourself in the present moment and the environment and what's going on around you right now. And usually that's limited to, you know, the room that you're in or something like that. But I think that adding the perspective of, you know, we are on a planet that's in space going around the sun, going around the center of the galaxy, just kind of adds a dimension to that that is not there in traditional mindfulness. And, you know, personally, I often have a hard time being mindful just because I'm a little neurotic or whatever. But having kind of a subject to think about, like the stars or the planets or where we are in the solar system, kind of makes it a little easier, something to focus on.
So without giving away, you know, everything that you guys talk about in the book, what are some of the exercises that you like that connect you more with the solar system?
Sure. I think my favorite is, so we'll go back to the beginning of the universe, to the Big Bang. You know, the Big Bang happened. All the matter and energy in the universe kind of exploded out and started to spread out. And left over from that is a bunch of heat that's kind of just been traveling out with the universe since it started. And that right now shows up as radio waves. And so if you pick up just a regular radio in your house or in your car and tune it to static, to not a station, some of what you're picking up is actually the remnant heat from the very beginning of the universe. It's just all around you all the time and you never even knew it. I know. I see your face. It's wild.
I've been on radio for like 25 years. So the idea of listening to static is goes against everything I stand for, but I get it. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, sorry, that one's offensive. But another one I like is just you could take an empty like a toilet paper tube and point it at the sky, see how many stars you can see. Do that a few times. Take the average of how many stars you can see and multiply it by 250. And that's how many stars are in your sky. So like if you were trying to sit there and count them, you would always fail. I know, because I've tried. But if you do this, you can just know like how many stars are up wherever I am right now. Just kind of compare it place to place. You'll look a little crazy pointing toilet paper at the sky, but you know, it's worth it.
So I've talked to astronomers before, and I've talked to, you know, just people that mindfulness is kind of their business. Is it scientifically backed that somehow we're all kind of connected in some way?
I don't know if we know exactly how the universe works at the most fundamental level, but you know, there are these forces like the electromagnetic force, the force that keeps atoms together, the gravitational force, and all of these things kind of interact. And you know, the Earth exerts a gravitational pull even on things that are billions of light years away. It's very small, but it's there. And so I think that everything is connected. I don't think we've worked out the details of exactly how that looks, but everything works together. It's one big giant billions of light years wide system.
Another thing I wanted to ask you about was Mercury retrograde. You hear that? We hear about Mercury retrograde a lot. And if you don't know what Mercury retrograde is, I don't really either. I just know it's a bad time to communicate or travel, allegedly. So talk to me about Mercury retrograde and what you know about that.
I don't know a ton about it, okay. I will be honest, but I do know that the planets that are closer to the sun than Earth is, when we're watching them go around, you know, sometimes it looks like they're going one direction, but then other times it looks like they're going the opposite direction. Mm-hmm. I believe that when they make that switch, that's Mercury retrograde. I don't know what it means for my travel, but what I can say is that I do know that it's part of astrology, and astrology is kind of the predecessor of modern astronomy, because people were paying attention to all this stuff that was going on in the sky and what was weird and what was normal, to try to, you know, predict king's futures and things like that. But it's what led people to be making observations of the universe in the first place.
So I think a lot of people, when studying the solar system, and astronomy and astrology are obviously two separate things, but do you guys touch on astrology at all in the book?
We don't really, because we're coming more from the science perspective than the astrology perspective, but it is, you know, trying to understand how what's going on in the sky relates to life on Earth is the basis of astrology. And in a lot of ways, that's the basis of the idea of astronomical mindfulness. Anyway, that just that things are connected, and that you're not part of the universe. So I'm a Cancer. I don't read my horoscope, and I'm not an astrology person myself. But I think anything that makes that helps people, you know, think about their connection to the universe, like that's not bad.
When you guys were kind of doing the research on this book, and what was the thing that maybe blew your mind the most, that you were like, oh my God, like I had no idea that it was this?
Yeah, that's a good question. To think about that one for a second. You know, I think what blew my mind the most, honestly, was some of the history parts that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Just the precision with which people thousands of years ago were able to do astronomy. Like there's this place in New Mexico called Chaco Canyon, where people built stone structures with spirals on a cave wall behind them, that on certain days of the year, the sun would come through and like make a sunlight dagger through the spirals in very specific ways. And just like, I couldn't do that now. And I have access to all of human knowledge on the internet. And it's just amazing that people back then paid enough attention to be able to do that.
I was blown away. I don't know if you've ever been to Chichen Itza in Mexico, but the Mayan pyramids, and I was blown away by what they did and how they set those pyramids up as well. Hoping to go to Egypt to see the pyramids there, but haven't made it there yet.
Don't do it during Mercury retrograde.
Do not want to get stuck on that flight, not being able to move around at all. Have there been any mindfulness practices that you've started since doing this book?
Yeah, I think mine is actually maybe even simpler than the ones that we have in the book, of just trying to go out. You know, I have a dog. I take the dog walking, and especially in the winter, it's often dark when that happens, and just like stopping when I'm in the park and looking at the sky and kind of contemplating the idea that everything that I see is a star, just like the sun, probably with planets kind of like the Earth. And just, I don't know, it's easy to think that intellectually, but to kind of sit there and try to like feel it is a different thing. So I try to do that when I am busy.
Is there, I know we talk a lot about grounding, and a lot of the things you hear about grounding are, you know, put your bare feet in dirt, or you make sure you stay hydrated. What are some grounding exercises when looking at the stars? Like, Is there grounding in that?
I think there can be. I mean, I think you can incorporate the earthly kind of grounding, like take your shoes off when you're at the park and you're looking at the stars, feel your feet in the soil. And then I think, you know, focusing, picking a star, even if you don't know which one it is, or a planet, even if you don't know which one it is, and just think about the light kind of coming into your eye and the fact that that traveled light years and light years to get here in the first place. That's not physically grounding necessarily, but
when you stop and think about it, it could offer some grounding benefits, I guess.
Philosophically. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Astronomical Mindfulness is the book. You wrote it with Chris Dupree. How did you guys kind of hook up to make this happen?
Yeah. He used to be my astronomy professor when I was in college at Agnes Scott College. Yeah. So we just kind of kept in touch periodically over the years, and I became a science writer and he kept doing science. And then he had the idea for this book after having, you know, done lots of labs with telescopes with students. He's like, what, you know, what could we bring to other people who aren't in college? And so then he gave me a call and I was on board and here we are.
There you go. All right. Well, Astronomical Mindfulness is the book. Sarah Scholes, thank you so much for doing this. Really appreciate it. Would love to have you on again one day and talk more about, you know, staying grounded and staying mindful and using the solar system to do that.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. It's been fun.
Thank you. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Cinema Anywhere Nashville. You can book your indoor or outdoor cinema experience right now, starting at only $350. Cinema Anywhere Nashville provides your choice of a 16, 24, 36, or even 100-foot screen plus projector setup and sound system. This is a super dope service that wouldn't just be great for corporate and work events, but also birthday and holiday parties, or if you want to have a romantic evening with your significant other, Cinema Anywhere Nashville is perfect for all of those things. They have the right experience for you. Follow them on Instagram right now at Cinema Anywhere Nashville and book your cinema experience today. I want to say thank you once again to my guest, Sarah Scholes. Make sure you check out her book, Astronomical Mindfulness, and just some advice. Check out any kind of mindfulness exercises you can do. It's really good for your mental health. I know coming from me, that might be surprising, especially those of you who know me well, or those of you who have followed my journey on the radio over the past 20 years. I probably wasn't the most mindfulness person in the world at the beginning, but I'm getting there slowly now. And I got to say, I feel so much better getting a hold of my diet and doing mindfulness practices and things of that nature, going to therapy. I'm starting to think a lot more clear. Clarity in my whole life is getting a lot better thanks to things like mindfulness practices. So any way you can find a mindfulness practice that suits you, I definitely completely 100% back it, and do your thing, and let's all become healthier people, both in the mind, body, and spirit. All right. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter and Clubhouse and TikTok and whatever the hell else there is. All of my handles are the same, at DoloWite101, DoloWite101. Also, quick reminder to follow and subscribe to this podcast, regardless of the platform you're on. If you're on Spotify or Apple, go ahead and rate and review. Definitely appreciate the kind words. Brand new episode next week. Super dope episode next week, too. Majora Carter is my guest. She's written a book about how to make your neighborhood better. You don't have to get successful and move out of your neighborhood. You can actually make your neighborhood exactly the way you want it. It's a super dope episode. Check that out next Wednesday. Definitely appreciate you checking out the podcast. Thank you. I love you for it. I'm out.